In just 14 months, Greta Thunberg has gone from a lone schoolgirl protesting outside the Swedish parliament to an international celebrity. Her Friday school strikes for climate action have prompted millions of people across the world to do the same. Thunberg has written and inspired books, met with heads of state, and testified before Congress, the European Parliament, and the United Nations. And now she's the favorite to win the Nobel Peace Prize, which will be announced tomorrow. Thunberg is hardly the first environmental activist with moral authority and a clear message. So why has she shot to fame so fast? The world's environment correspondent, Carolyn Beeler, looked into that.
One reason Greta Thunberg is so famous is kind of obvious. She's a kid. She speaks with the moral authority of someone who's going to be around long enough to live with the mess we've all created.
You all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words.
At the United Nations General Assembly in September, Thunberg's eyes filled with angry tears as she aimed a searing indictment at the grown-ups there.
You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
Thunberg says she learned about climate change when she was just 8 and didn't understand why more wasn't being done about it. She told the BBC she stopped eating, mostly stopped talking, and she grew lonely.
It felt like I was the only one who cared about the climate and the ecological crisis.
In August 2018, Thunberg took her activism public when she started skipping school to strike in front of the Swedish parliament. Kids around the world quickly started their own strikes.
It makes me feel good that I'm not alone in this fight, and it feels like my life has gotten some kind of meaning lately.
Thunberg is now most definitely not alone. In New York, a sea of people chanted her name when she spoke at the global climate strike. Little girls wearing homemade Greta is my hero t-shirts pressed against the police barriers at the front of the crowd.
This is only the beginning.
The one reason what I think why Greta became so famous so fast is that there was already dissatisfaction with the ongoing climate politics in general.
Katrin Uba is a professor in Sweden and Estonia who's been studying Thunberg's impact. She says it's all about timing. Mass climate protests and marches had already started by the time Thunberg began striking last summer.
But also the fact that she started something different. She started this unique way of protesting using school strike.
The idea resonated with teenagers around the world.
When I heard school strike for climate, you know, like not going to school because of the climate crisis, the sound of it was so powerful. So that's why I was so eager to be part of it.
This is Shia Bastida, a 17-year-old who started striking in New York in March. The first time she heard Thunberg speak, she was inspired.
The fact that she was 16 and that I was 16 as well, and she could do such amazing things and change the world, it made me think that we all can do it as well.
But Thunberg is not the first young person to take a stand against environmental injustice. And many who came before her have been indigenous activists and activists of color.
There are all these really tremendous activist leaders who are similarly positioned to Greta Thunberg, but who haven't gotten the spotlight.
This is Joe Curno, who's been studying the youth climate movement as an assistant professor at the University of Manitoba for 5 years.
So I'm like, why Greta? And I think that has a lot to do with questions of race and racism. I think her whiteness is very much an asset for why the media, why governments, why the UN has been willing to feature her.
The environmental movement overall has been criticized for being too white for a long time. The spotlight on Thunberg may be an opportunity to change that, says longtime environmental justice activist Mustafa Santiago Ali.
I will say that I hope as much attention will be given to a number of kids of color who have been literally not just standing on the front lines, but living in the front lines for decades now.
Thunberg has tried to share the spotlight. This week, she visited the Standing Rock Reservation to show solidarity with Indigenous activists.
She, as a person, is so conscious of her role right now, and she uses that to lift other voices.
New York climate striker Shia Bastida says youth activists do talk about Thunberg and race.
So it is something that comes up a lot, the fact that Greta is a white privileged girl, but we are not resentful at all. We just are thankful that the movement has gotten to where it has needed to be for a long time.
Thunberg has clearly helped raise the profile of climate change internationally. We'll find out tomorrow whether that's an achievement deemed worthy of a Nobel Peace Prize. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.
All of our Nobel Prize coverage is online at theworld.org.